From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining me today. Or tonight, depending on what time zone you're listening to. We do this show Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and then back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time with a rebroadcast of the daytime show from 1 a.m. until 4 a.m. Central Standard Time. Now, again, I'm going to repeat this just briefly. 2 years ago, a listener sent me a newspaper clipping out of Newcastle, PA. I went online, found the article, and we covered it. A man was walking through a parking lot, a police dog with an off-duty cop. Nobody was in the police car. Stuck its head out the window and barked viciously, scared the man. He cussed at the dog. The officer, rather than just going, "Oh, sorry about that, you know, I got to keep the window down, keep it cool, I know that scared you, you know." I mean, who hadn't been walking through a parking lot and had a dog stick its head out and bark at you, and you know you've yelled at it? Okay? It's happened to me probably, I don't know, 10 times. I know it's happened to you. Do you remember walking through a parking lot, even a little dog jumps up and scares you? You know, rah, 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 rah. You know, just boom, it's there. And you're like, "Ah, shut up, you idiot." And that's kind of what I would say when I get scared. Some people would fly off with profanities. I think that this man just barked back in a laughing, joking manner. I mean, that's nice of him. I love dogs. I've got a couple dogs myself. You know, we know this, how this is, how dogs are. But this happened in Newcastle, PA. The man got a couple years in prison, by the way. They said it was an assault on an officer. Well, the gentleman here, and this is out of the Mercury News, San Jose Mercury News, Jesse Safer wrote the article, "Barking No Joke to Cop." They say he faces a year in jail, and some fines, of course, very loving, because he's walking down the street, and the police dog, the open window, starts barking, and he barked back. The officer saw it and arrested him. Now, this is insane, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, how many of those cops, you know, every one of those cops has been walking in the parking lot, had a dog bark at them, and they've yelled at the dog or been scared and gone, at least. But this is insane. What about free speech? I mean, this is nuts. It's like South Africa. The dog's chewing on somebody, and you yell back at it, and you get charges. You know, that used to happen. A guy in Michigan kicked a dog in the face. It was a wrong person. He started chasing some guy biting him. The man kicked the police dog in the face, was assaulting him. He got 40 years in prison for kicking a police dog. So now, I guess even if a cop's slugging you in the face, you can't hit back. This is an insane trend where their dogs, maybe like Chinese emperors, where you have to worship their dogs or something, and their dogs have more rights than anybody. And we're kind of like second-class citizens who don't have any rights, and their dogs would be like holy cows or something that, you know, walk through the streets in India. That's where we get that term, you know, the sacred cow. We'll have to worship their dogs, and then and their dogs can bite us or growl at us, and we go, "Oh, don't talk back to the deity." I'm not being sarcastic here. This is how bad it's gotten. And Don has joined us, John Tasto, attorney for Richard Dillon, who barked back at the police dog. And thank you for joining us today, sir.
Good morning.
Am I a thought criminal for even speaking out against the dog? Could a car window be open and my show be heard? Could it hurt the feelings of the dog?
Well, that's always a possibility. But my client, Tyson, it happened to be Mardi Gras night. And a year before, they had the Palo Alto police had arrested 16, made 16 arrests. And this particular night, there was nothing going on. And Tyson, my client, who is the nicest, friendliest guy in the world, had been out with a bunch of people, and they were walking home about 12:20 in the morning. And the dog barked at some other people first, and then my client walked by the police car, and the dog barked at my client, Tyson. Tyson
now,
simply...
Let me make this clear, because it says here, when a Pablo Alto police dog barked at Richard Dillon, so there's Tyson's Dillon's friend.
No, I'm sorry. It's Richard Tyson Dillon, and he goes by Tyson.
Okay, so now I understand. I was getting confused off the news article.
And
okay, so it barks at your client, which I guess is assault, too, if him yelling back is assault, and The dog assaulted him, but go ahead.
Yeah, the dog barked at him, and his response was to bark back one time with a friendly bark back at the dog. Now, keep in mind that
I've done that 100, 500 times walking my dogs. There's some vicious Pomeranian attacking the fence, chewing at it, or even more evil, Pickapoo or something, and I'll go, back to it. You mean I would be a thought criminal and be arrested if a police officer saw that, or only if it's his dog?
Well, if it was the police officer's dog, or at least if it was this particular police officer's dog, you might have been.
Okay, so I'll stop interrupting. Exactly what happened. So the dog barked, he barked back, and...
The dog barked, and Tyson, my client, barked back one time, friendly bark, and the police officer was not even in the car. He was standing over talking to some other police officers.
I don't know how your client lives with himself. This is probably one of the most evil actions I've ever heard of in history. yes.
Well, we pleaded him not guilty on Tuesday, day before yesterday. And they now have set a pretrial conference for today. And our position is that he did nothing wrong. And the code section...
All criminals claim they're innocent. Look at you trying that. I cannot... Look at you. Did he not bark viciously back at a dog scaring at him and showing aggression towards him? That is a crime. Talking back to a police officer is a crime.
But if you're a dog, how do you understand anything but a bark?
Look, it's totally insane. But I think they've shown... I keep interrupting. They're all standing around, and the officer, I guess, was showing off. We got his name here. Bob Wilkie, or...
Wilkie, yes.
Wilkie.
And, yes.
Okay, so they're all standing around. What happens? He sees the evil bark that your client made friendly towards the dog, towards the god. We'll start calling it a god. Towards the ruler. And then what happened next?
He came over to, the police officer came over to Tyson and said, "You can't do that." He flipped through his book to find a code section that he thought covered this, and he arrested him and wrote him up under this code section.
I would imagine this officer's getting rung through the ringer there by the local talk shows, or are they saying this is good?
I don't know. It's after this got out on the AP wire, my phone has been ringing a lot, and Tyson hasn't done any interviews until he wanted to wait until after the pretrial conference this afternoon and see what happens.
Did you hear about Newcastle, PA?
Is that the one you were talking about just a little while ago?
Yeah, 2 years in prison.
Yes.
He got 2 years in prison. You better watch out, man. They may call some weird jury in and say, you know, and people see a uniform now here in the new Reichland, and they may say, throw your guy in the jail. I mean.
Well, interestingly enough, this particular code section states that you have to do this maliciously, and you have to obstruct the activities of the police officer attempting to do his duty.
Yeah, let's say the police officer was in the bushes trying to catch a burglar, and you ran up and started barking at the dog trying to stop it. Obviously, that would be a crime.
Oh, absolutely.
But the dog is in the car.
Right.
Sir, haven't you been walking through a parking lot and had a dog jump in a window and just scare the daylights out of you and you yell back at the dog?
Yeah, and I've barked back at a dog.
I've done it, too. I'm worried that I'm going to do this to a police car, and I'm going to go to jail. I'm hearing more and more about this.
Well, there was a case in Ohio. An appellate court decision came down and threw a similar case out where a 21-year-old man had barked at a police dog. He returned a bark, and it was thrown out on the basis of First Amendment freedom of speech rights.
But sir, what about, I appreciate you coming on, what is the mindset of these police now? I mean, used to, the cops would laugh and go, the dog barks, he barked back, and the cops go, "Well, old Sparky's had a tough day. How you doing? Hey, officer, how's work going? You know, gee, Mrs. Cleaver, now it's, we're arresting you." I mean, what's happened to this country?
I don't know. You would think that there are better things to do for the police officers, bigger fish to fry than arrest somebody for returning a bark. I mean, it might have... We don't even know that it was harmful in any way to the dog. It was probably something the dog enjoyed.
Oh God! I mean, that's what dogs do. What about the district attorney? I mean, are they taking this serious? Are they going to try to press this, and are they going to drop this?
We don't know. We're going in for a pretrial conference today, but an article in the Mercury News out here said that the supervising deputy district attorney was looking into the law on the matter and researching it. The fact is that this code section, I already researched it. It doesn't appear in one appellate court decision in California. It doesn't appear in one Supreme Court decision in California.
Don't you have false imprisonment? Can't you sue the police department? I mean, doesn't this warrant that to back them off, to teach them a lesson?
Well, our interest is not in suing the police department.
I understand, but we need to stop this activity.
We're interested in getting him getting this case dismissed or getting a not guilty verdict from a jury. But
that's going to cost money, and I hope that then that they have to. I hope you sue them afterwards to get that money back.
Well, we'll have to deal with that.
Well, this shows bad judgment. I mean, somebody barks at a dog and you arrest him. I mean, that's just crazy. I mean, that's just nuts. The dog barks at you. Anything else you'd like to add, sir? I really appreciate you coming on the show.
I think that's it. We're going to go to the pretrial conference. Our position is that we want either to have the case dismissed because he simply doesn't come under the code section that he was accused of violating, or we will want to go to a jury trial and see what a jury decides.
So the officer flipped through, said, ah, here it is, and put him in handcuffs.
Right, Penal Code Section 600B.
And so
no, he didn't put him in handcuffs.
Do what, sir?
He did not put him in handcuffs.
But he says he arrested him.
Right. Well, he was detained at that point, and he was written up, and then he was released.
Oh, okay. So he was just put into under arrest to be detained.
Right.
All right. Well, that's a little better. Thank you for joining me on the show, and that's the attorney, lawyer for Richard Tyson, Donald Tasto. Thank you, Don.
Yeah, it's Don Tasto. I'm sorry.
Tasto, thank you.